Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator surveillance report. I'm Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Ty on 1-8-26. Mr. Horgan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient without airways obstruction and with only very minimal reduction of forced vital capacity. Period. New paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, and when compared to a prior study dated 6/18/25, there's been a slight improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, William Starick, S-T-A-R-I-C-K. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 1-8-26, Mr. Starick performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 9/3/25. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression,